No, in fact, I haven't been getting that lucky.
10:35 in the Zone. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Wally Hall, presented by Deltic Timber. Matty T, and we are now joined in the studio by 6-degree black belt Sean Smith.
Good morning. Wow. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hands. I've never had an introduction like that.
As I've said before, if you're going to pick a fight on the streets of Little Rock, this weekend is a terrible time to do it. So it is on. The ATA Martial Arts will be hosting the 24th straight year, the Rock City Regional Championships at the Statehouse Convention Center. That's this weekend.
Yes.
When are the National Championships for the summer?
I mean the Worlds? Worlds is in July.
July, okay.
The weekend after the 4th of July. So this is our last regional event before Worlds.
All right.
What region is this? I mean, what is this?
Arkansas is the region. I mean,
Rock City Regional, Wally.
101A is the
region. And that covers
all of Arkansas. All the way around. I mean,
but it's not like considered the South region or.
That's a district. The districts, we are the South.
I know.
It's broken up all over the country.
This is the only time when there is an event where Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas come together.
Yes.
So good that we can all be on the same page. We're all in it together,
come
folks.
Together and
us
fight
against
each other.
The world.
Where's the most talent come from? You think Central Arkansas area or Northwest Arkansas?
Wow. Of course, Central Arkansas. We have the best schools here.
I'd
but
agree.
Isn't there is a location up there as well? Didn't Jenny Wolf and her husband move up there?
Mr. O'Connor.
Mr. O'Connor
is up there. Adam O'Connor.
Adam, yeah.
And they got two schools up there, and they will be here supporting, and they're excited.
Is there a rivalry budding there?
There's always rivalry.
Yeah.
I mean, he was my roommate.
Yeah.
He used to be my roommate, so we got to always kind
of
compete.
And he'd always eat all your food out of the fridge. I hate that.
We were just talking about build, Sean, and I said, if your kid is sort of short and quick, great feet, as Pat was pointing out, soccer, you want to move them in that direction. They're tall, obviously, you go for basketball. Are ATA guys better built like you or better built like your former roommate, who's a long and lean individual?
It's unique because you have to use your strengths. So someone that's short is going to be a lot quicker. A lot faster they can move in. Someone that's tall, of course, their legs
and reach
twice as long as your whole body.
Yeah.
I'm
familiar with
that. Once you get on the inside, then they can't kick you.
Wally, we got to get on the inside, turns out. So there you go. We got the same plan.
Get on the inside.
Sean can teach us how it's done.
And what types of martial arts are we talking here?
This tournament is our Taekwondo tournament.
Taekwondo.
So we're going to have kids ages 3 all the way up to, 80-year-old.
Come on.
Yes.
To 83?
Mr. Bertel just turned 80.
Wow.
He's a student of ours in Maumelle.
Does he have to fight like younger people like 79?
Well, it is not based on age. It is only by skill.
Okay.
Just like when Kramer went to the dojo.
No. It is broken up. But, it's tough. Mr. Bertel, he's always a good sport. There's not many
people. How long
people.
Has he been
He
competing?
Just started 2 years.
2 years.
That's
awesome.
Look at that.
I was joking.
Boom.
Oh, my God. He's like, he's sitting around one day, he's 78. He thought, I need to try something new. How about ATA? Let's get into the Taekwondo.
His goal was to earn his black belt before he was 80.
And?
So he did.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
He did.
I'll tell you what, that's some embarrassing crap right there, getting beat up by an 80-year-old dude. Again. I mean, just the one time was plenty.
The closest that happened to me would be 2 blocks.
Okay, so I see a column coming here, Wally. I mean, look, an 80-year-old guy who just got his black belt, that's a great story. We need to get Have the TV folks done this?
I don't know.
That's a great TV story.
Yeah, he's really inspiring. He is all over the media. I think he even has his own internet radio show.
Really?
Out of Maumelle, but he is.
Well, I frown on that, but maybe we can get we don't need any competition. Maybe we can get him a Taekwondo show or a martial arts show here on The Buzz.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be here every day then.
We just need to sell some sponsors. Let's work on that.
Okay.
How many folks are going to be competing?
We're going to have over 2,000 people there.
Wow.
It's going to be a big event. It is a Class A event, so we've always had, it's just grown every year.
How many sites do you have for that?
This one, it's all at the Statehouse downstairs.
And how many matches will be going on at once?
We have 20 rings going on at one time.
See, that's fun.
So, wow.
So yeah. For those of us who have ADD, that's perfect.
Oh, it's awesome. You go in there, and, you can see anywhere from the tiny tigers, the 3-year-olds throwing it down, and then you move a little bit further back in the
How much is admission to this?
$7.
And you can watch 20?
You can watch Friday night and Saturday night. Saturday, all day Saturday, and then Friday night is going to be really exciting with all the demonstrations, the performances. We have Masters performing. I'll actually be performing Friday night.
Oh, really?
Along with my colleagues. And then Saturday morning, my instructor, Chief Master G.K. Lee, will be performing a demonstration.
Yeah. You know, Sean, I can remember, what was it, Justin? Maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, we had Greg Hatcher sitting right there, and he was talking about his goal and dream of wrestling, high school, and then eventually wanted to try to get it on the college level.
And I remember when he left, Pat said, "Get out of here. It's never going to happen.
That'll never work." Have you ever thought about Taekwondo being on the college level?
A high school, college?
Well, there...
Like, teams competing?
There is. It's really... It's so broken up into different organizations. The one thing I love about the ATA is we're the largest organization in the world.
So you guys are like boxing.
It is. Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's separated that way because, a good friend of mine was on his Taekwondo team at Princeton. So...
Yeah, that's... Boxing's a big club deal nationally too.
I could see that certainly.
CAC has Taekwondo for kids. They take it one day a week instead of PE.
Yeah, Park really? Used to do that when he was there. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's there. It's on the competition level. It's kind of broken up, but really, when you look at everybody that's participating in it, it's not all about competition.
How many schools are there in Central Arkansas?
We now have 9.
Okay.
Yes, we've bumped it up.
That's great.
We're everywhere. We have Sherwood location now, and where's the Duck Capital?
Stuttgart.
Yes, we're at Stuttgart.
Now you also came up here one time, and you had a piece of wood.
Yes.
And
you broke it.
Hi-ya! The wood.
Wally broke the hardest one that I could ever bring.
Remember we drew a picture of Acree? Remember that? Yeah. We drew a picture of you.
I think I still have that board.
And
somewhere.
I went, hi-ya! Now, can you give me a couple of the terms of moves in Taekwondo?
Okay.
Like, I would take Justin down with a what?
Well, if you're going to take him down, that's any type of take.
An army of friends, yes. Probably. That's what it's going to take, pal. Don't mess with me!
You already did. You came back.
That's it. We were doing just fine. Then he took me down in one fell swoop.
I mean, you have all your technique. You have your kicks, front kick, round kick, side kick, reverse side kick, axe kick.
What about a finishing move?
Rip off your head and have your spine hang.
Like Mortal Kombat. If you're just standing there, he just gave you 6 of them.
Is that Mortal Kombat we're talking about?
If you can do a move, let alone 5 or 6 moves.
And think about a guy like Justin, his build. How do I attack him? How do I go about?
With a gun if you're smart.
You keep saying attack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Defend.
Yeah, you know what he is a very aggressive,
unfortunately
in
for
your
you,
face kind of guy.
I'm also bringing the gun to the gunfight. You're in big trouble. This ATA is probably not going to help you. But in general, it can be done. He can be taught.
Well, all self-defense. It's all about being aware of what's going on. And regardless, if you know there's a situation there, why are you going to be in the middle of it?
Yeah.
Good point.
Okay, let me ask you this. Quick numbers. What's the impact on how many kids in Arkansas are impacted by Taekwondo in a positive way?
Oh, my gosh. Any idea? Easily over 1,000.
Okay, what about the championships? We were talking about the tax impact.
Yeah, World Championships brings 20,000 people here.
That's amazing.
Yes. Mm.
In July when it's slow here.
Yeah, that's right.
It's awesome. And I've been coming to Worlds since 1986. I remember as a little kid, they actually used to have it during Memorial Day weekend, and I thought Riverfest was for the Taekwondo tournament. I really did.
Boy, what a soiree. Yeah, they figured out we need to split these two things up. Yes. That's too many people at one time.
But I've been coming since 86, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
What time do we start Friday?
Friday, 5 o'clock is when the demonstrations start. We'll have all the kids have teams at their schools. They'll be demoing, and then we'll have the masters performing after them.
And then Saturday morning
everything starts at 8.
Oh, well, that's early.
Yes,
it's very early
on a Saturday.
And it goes, and it will, we will go till,
you're gonna have
4,
to show your
o'clock.
Discipline on Friday night, pal.
Oh, always early. Always.
Hey, how long has Taekwondo been around, just like going back to
1990?
I mean, it's
no like centuries,
well,
or what?
No,
what
Taekwondo
about?
Is actually a very modern martial art. It came from Tang Soo-do. So Tang Soo-do goes back,
back to the Ming Dynasty.
But it literally, it's only,
I don't know when that was.
I want to say Taekwondo itself is only like 60, maybe 60 or 70 years old.
Okay.
Tang Soo-do had a Ming vase, and it was full of his,
what did you just
his
call me?
Delicious orange drink. Perhaps you're familiar with it.
Tang.
Yeah.
That's my buddy I grew up with.
Just forget it. Bubba.
Hey, Wally Hall.
Yes, I do know a Tang.
Hey, Bubba Coat.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Taekwondo, when my kids were growing up, my daughter, she was a first degree black belt. So I remember those days, and my sons were, they didn't make it up to that level, but the discipline going through that was just incredible. So I recommend that very highly. And Wally, I wanted to call you. I know not too many people know this, but just wanted to let you know my brother passed away yesterday.
Jim did?
Yeah, Jim did. Yeah.
Oh, Bubba, I'm sorry, man.
And I just, because he did a lot of work with you at the Wally Hall tournaments, you know, he ran the cruise. And he's been in officiating for, you know, a long time. And it was just his time to come. And I wanted to, because he thought a lot of you, and I wanted to call you and let you know that.
Thanks, Bubba. I appreciate it.
Bubba, thanks for the call. Sorry about your loss.
Try that, Bubba.
Somebody called and wanted to congratulate Master Smith's wife. Did she recently reach the level of master?
She is. She's up to reach the level of master this summer.
Wow.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
She's been working her.
Good for her.
This has been the year that I've played dad, and I'm making. You know, she's been really working her tail off.
Hey, one
and
last
I'm so
question.
Proud of her.
When we were growing up, it seems like karate was what everybody was kind of. I don't know if it was the influence of the Karate Kid.
Well, yeah, it's because the Taekwondo Kid just really never made it big in theaters. It's unfortunate.
It's the name. The name is actually there because actually that got me started.
But is karate as popular as it seemed like it was when you know 20? I guess how old am I? 30 years ago, maybe.
It's actually really become almost the generic term of any martial art. It really has. I mean, karate itself, the art comes from Japan, mostly all punches and strikes with the hands, but. You know, Taekwondo is what you see in the movies. Yes. It really is.
Bonsai trees have actually fallen off recently, too, but it's a great plant to have at the house. It really is.
They're hard to take care of.
They are. And I've also never seen anybody catch a fly.
I do
with
like
that. That's a good
Taekwondo Kid.
Yeah, the Taekwondo Kid. But way better than Karate Kid 3, I promise you. I did not need to see Will Smith's kid reenacting Ralph Macchio. I didn't need that.
Although it was good to see Jackie Chan still doing well.
God bless him. God bless him. So. All right, well, listen, we appreciate you coming in. Again, it's 5 o'clock on Friday.
At the State House Convention Center. If they want to go to the website, myatakarate.com has all the information there. And we have tickets at any of our schools, or you can just get them there at the door.
We will see you in July.
Yes, sir.
For
of
the
course.
Worlds. That's
yes,
always fun.
That is always a blast.
10:47. It's a good thing you're getting out when you are, because we got a couple of things you do not want to be associated with coming up in the zone. I told Wally it was going to be an edgy Wednesday. So you might want to listen, because you will be amused. You just do not want to be connected to what's coming up next in the zone.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Mayflower RV and Auto, the exclusive.